Hello and welcome to Good Morning Thailand. Let's talk about some of the headlines from across the country today. Now we're going to start off with a more serious topic. Regarding the protesters and the APEC meeting. Now, tell me more, Nettie. What about the protesters and what are those hooligans up to?
Hooligans? Well, an anti-government protest leader said that today, protesters may try to move closer to the Queen Sirikit National Convention Center in an attempt to get APEC leaders and delegates from different nations to acknowledge that there are people in Thailand who are against the current government. Protesters will rally at Lan Khon Muang Town Square until Friday, adding that they may attempt to rally closer to the APEC 2022 venue close to Asok, which may put them in direct confrontation with police. Now, the protester or the protest leaders advise security forces to refrain from using force against the protesters, claiming that it would paint Thailand in a negative light in the eyes of international community. One of the rallies was held at Lan Khun Muang Town Square yesterday afternoon, where about 50 police officers were deployed to maintain peace and order. So if you're wondering what they want to protest about, there are two big issues, which is they're calling the Thai government to drop its Bangkok goals on BCG economy or the Bio Circular Green Economy Plan, and for Prime Minister Prayut Chan-o-Cha to resign, ending his role as host of the APEC summit on Friday and Saturday. So those are the updates.
All right.
Hopefully the rally will be done peacefully if it happens at all, even.
Now, I started off by calling the protesters hooligans.
Yes.
Which they're not, obviously.
Nope.
But my point is, they're clearly two sides for it. The government just wants them to disappear. They're praying that they don't, the protesters don't make a big scene and they don't put the government in a place where, you know, they push them. Because they're right, they can't be forceful, which actually gives the protesters a free pass, doesn't it? If I was a protester, which I'm not, no
way.
Yeah. Just got to be careful sometimes. But if I was a protester, I'd be like, they can't use force. They can't really do anything. We're at a, everybody's watching. Let me get my point across. But hopefully they will be peaceful protest where they're designated. But that's a strange thing, isn't it? Designated area to peacefully protest. So I'm going to give you this area where no one's really paying attention to you.
Yeah. They're like, oh, you want a place? Here you go.
Right? Yeah, yeah. That's a government's perspective. Where the protesters are like, well, everyone's watching that area. I feel like I want to go to that area. And they're like, no, we don't want you to go there.
I can't really say much about the protesters, but what I can say is yesterday I actually went very close to the intersection around Asok. And there were, how do you call it, like just rows and rows and rows of police just lining up.
And did you feel safer?
It was an interesting sight. What I did feel safer is that there are police placed every 200 meters around Prompong to Asok and to Nana.
Yeah, that's very close to us, actually. It's about, what, 700 meters away from us?
Yeah, there's tons of police right now. So I feel super safe. Now you can just carry gold around and like wave it in people's faces. You can't snatch this.
Sure.
Yeah.
Because that's what you normally do.
Yeah, with diamonds and everything.
Well, talking about gold and money, Google Wallet has launched in Thailand.
Nice segue.
Yeah. Google Wallet just launched in Thailand. It's a free mobile payment system that allows users to make quick contactless payments from their smartphone or smartwatch. Boarding passes, concert tickets, and loyalty cards can also be stored in the virtual wallet. And guess what? We're sponsored by Google today.
We are.
No, we're not.
Oh.
Yeah.
I wasn't even sure what to do with that. Okay.
If only.
Yes.
We would actually be in space right now if we were sponsored by Google. But when you add your credit or debit cards to the Google Wallet, you can tap to pay anywhere Google Pay is accepted. Example, 7-Eleven, McDonald's, a gourmet market like Tops Fine Food.
Woo!
Simply download the app, add your cards, and get tapping.
Get tapping?
Do you just like going around tapping your card? Doesn't it make you feel like a baller? Like,
yeah.
It's like, I don't have time to stop and pay. I just tap my card. Done. Okay.
Wow. Yeah, that
doesn't,
is.
It doesn't feel cool?
It does feel cool. I like the slogan at the end.
What?
Get tapping.
Okay.
Yeah.
Foreigners living in Thailand might find it extremely useful to use Google Wallet to pay at 7-Eleven, for example.
Oh, yes.
Everybody goes to 7-Eleven. And 7-Eleven, for some reason, usually always requires cash unless you have the True Money app or the True Money wallet, which can be slightly annoying to get. Mm-hmm. Nettie, you don't have a True Money wallet.
No, I don't.
Why?
Because I have cash. That's how I roll. Yeah,
but what's the real reason you don't have True Money wallet?
I'm just too lazy to download it.
Okay. Now, I downloaded the app, and you normally need ID verification. So you need your if you have your Thai ID, it's very simple, straightforward. But for a foreigner, I had to use my passport copy, and then I had to, you know, either show my work permit or a valid visa. And then after you've uploaded all the documents, it's not long. It's like a 10-minute process. Then it goes for approval. And then within the day, you'll find out if you've been approved or not.
Wow, a day.
Which I was like, I'm going to be putting my credit card information and my money into your app, and I need approval to buy 7-Eleven. I mean, that sounds a little, you know.
Mm.
Who are you, True Money?
But then again,
after the by the end of the day, I was rejected.
What?
Yeah.
Ow.
Yeah.
But you still advocate for True Money.
Yeah. So then I waited about 2-3 weeks. I got over my anger and I was like, I don't want to use cash on 7-Eleven. So I tried for the app again, and this time I did. I think the first time I did a valid visa, like my residence permit. This time I did it with my work. This time I did it with my work permit instead of my residential visa. And I got approved the same day.
You were trying to be cheeky. They asked for like a work permit. You're like, hey, resident.
They let you know that you can use a couple of different documents.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I think I tried to do it with my driving license and my residence permit or something like that.
Yeah, you're being cheeky. You're the cheeks.
Am I?
All right. Yeah.
But yeah, anyways, you can now use Google Wallet in Thailand. Would you use Google Wallet?
I have to download another app. You know how many apps are on my phone? They're just like too many games. I can't find stuff.
Maybe delete some of the games?
Okay. Good solution.
So that you can use it in 7-Eleven at least.
Yeah. I am all for digital.
Now, it's not completely, 100% yet. It's not there yet. Only Bangkok Bank and Krung Thai Bank are supported on the app.
What?
Yeah. The wallet supports Visa and MasterCard, but only Bangkok Bank and Krung Thai as of right now. Also, it's only available on Android. So if you have an iPhone, leave.
Boo.
Leave right now. Do you have an iPhone, Nettie?
Yes, I do. An old one.
Well, yeah, and Google Wallet users can also add loyalty cards to their wallets, such as Starbucks Rewards Card and many more. AirAsia boarding passes, Thai ticket, major tickets. You can buy concert tickets there. Mm. Every time you pay using Google Wallet, a dummy card will be shown with a fake debit card number to keep your bank account secure.
Hmm. Nice.
Yeah. So just a little
some
option for you. If you already have a Google Wallet, depending on where you're coming from, good for you. Tap away. Get tapping.
Get tapping.
All right. Now, our last story before the break is about a maid. I tried to think of a clever segue.
I could see.
But hotel maids have been busted for stealing from Pattaya tourists.
Yes. Actually, it's two hotel maids have been busted yesterday for stealing items, including gold jewelry and cash from a tourist room years ago. And when I say years ago, I mean way back in 2017. And they only caught them yesterday. Anyhow, the story goes as the two allegedly used the hotel's universal key card to get into the tourist room while the tourists were eating breakfast. But CCTV footage reportedly caught the crooks in act. The maids snatch a 3-baht weight gold necklace, an amulet, and a stash of cash worth 100,000 baht. I don't know why they had so much money in cash laying around, but the suspects reportedly admitted to stealing the gold necklace for 60,000 baht. And one of them said they still wore the amulet around their neck. The crooks were taken to the Pattaya police station to wait for further legal action. I'm just amazed that after all these years, they finally caught them when it was like blatant in the CCTV camera that it was them who caught them. And then they had to wait for the pandemic to sort of dial down like, now we can catch you. Say something.
Crime never pays.
Right.
Boys in blue. The boys in dirty brown in Thailand.
Ah, yes.
Yeah, it's like a muddy brown, isn't it? It's a cool uniform.
I wanted to say a different brown. Anyhow.
Oh, no. Yeah, that's what I thought as well, but it was slightly inappropriate. No. Natty, behave.
Okay.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to take a quick break. Once we come back from the break, we've got more stories, some entertaining and some good news, including unruly passengers on aircrafts and Neon Countdown EDM Festival, the biggest one in Thailand. They've got some of the world's best DJs coming. It's a three-day event to cap off the new year. Find out more after the break. Thinking of investing, but don't know where to start? Ever heard of AAAFX?
What is AAAFX?
Good question. Look no further than AAAFX, your choice for trading and investing. Low commissions and spread with fast execution. They're trustworthy and have been offering services since 2008. You can invest using various deposit methods, including crypto, with negative balance protection and 100% matching deposit bonus. Choose AAAFX and enter the lucrative market of trading. Visit AAAFX.com. Welcome back. You're watching Good Morning Thailand. This show is brought to you by AAAFX. Make your first trade, either in cryptocurrency or just if you're looking to start off your trading career. Of course, be responsible. But yeah, you can trust AAAFX. They've been operating since 2008 and they've held on for so long. So they're trustworthy. But yeah, be responsible. Tread the waters lightly before you go in too deep. And of course, BISP, Countdown. We will be there on Monday at one of the best international British schools in Thailand. Nettie, you'll be in the place that I grew up.
Ooh, wowee.
You'll be able to witness
what you've gone through.
The birth of a nation. No, I mean,
wow.
My upbringing.
Yes.
Are you excited?
I'm actually quite excited. I love schools, actually.
I don't know what's sad, me saying that or you actually being excited.
Oh, you being weird.
Anyways, a last update for all of you. If you do have kids, this is the news for you. Best Buy for Kids. Nettie, when is it?
It is from November 24th till the 27th, and right. It is happening at the Queen Sirikit Convention Center. That is where APEC is currently being held right now. It's the biggest mother and baby event in the country, so if you have kids 12 years or younger, make your way there because discounts are up to 90%. Woohoo!
I was going to do like a, where is it, Nettie? Oh. What time is it? Where do we go?
Oh, I didn't catch that. Sorry.
Oh, well. You're very unruly today.
You're unruly.
Just like our next story regarding unruly passengers who disrupt two flights in Singapore.
Ooh.
Now, since the COVID-19 pandemic, air rage has been a disturbingly growing trend. People are disturbed. You know, when they're traveling, they just want to get to their destination. And this past week, Singapore had two incidents of flights being disrupted by unruly passengers for the strangest reasons.
Mm.
Now, a flight on Scoot, which is Singapore Airlines' low-cost carrier, was delayed when passengers refused to fasten their seatbelts for landing.
Oh my goodness, that's strange.
And last week, a passenger was banned from Singapore Airlines after lashing out and hitting an employee on a flight from Bangkok to Singapore.
Hitting? Why would you hit someone on the plane?
I don't even know.
What?
She didn't have enough shortbread.
Oh,
I don't know. But let me give you some more information regarding this incident. Basically, this happened on Scoot, and while the plane was about to land,
yes,
you know, they do the security protocol, like, ladies and gentlemen, please put on your seat belts. You know, sometimes they do it a bit earlier than you land, just because, you know, just for safety concerns.
Mm-hmm.
It might be turbulence or something, but these passengers refused to put on their seat belts.
Right.
To which the cabin crew were like, guys, these are safety protocols. Anything could go wrong when you're landing. It's best to be safe. We can't land until you put your seatbelt on. They just went, nope.
Oh, goodness.
I have my rights. To which the cabin crew eventually had to remind them that as of this moment, yes, you do have your rights, but you need to put your seatbelt on or we're not going to land. And they kept circling the airport about five or six times.
Oh, no.
And the captain had to get involved. They said, if you don't put on your seatbelts, police are going to get involved and this and that.
Right.
Eventually, they did put on their seatbelts. The plane landed. And then, yeah, airport authorities and police actually had to come on board. and deal with these passengers who refuse to put on their seatbelts. Now, they have actually come out and said, let's wait to find out the whole story. Mm-hmm. Why did they not want to put on their seatbelts? What was the issue? There's going to be an investigation. However, I wonder what reason there could be to not put on your seatbelt
and hold the entire
and hold the entire plane up.
Oh no.
The whole seat's uncomfortable. What's a belt on top of you?
Yeah. It's the cherry on top of uncomfortableness.
Have you ever been an unruly passenger?
Never. I'm so nice.
Have you ever experienced an unruly passenger?
No, I haven't, but I love drama. I'm waiting for somebody to go crazy on the plane, but I've never seen it. Oh. I got my popcorn ready.
Have you ever experienced unruly passengers on the train or public transportation?
Nah, never. You have you? You must have, because you've been a cabin crew for a while.
Well, yeah.
Tell us one. Story time with Jay. Or should we keep it for unfiltered
today? Let's keep it for unfiltered today. We're going to swiftly move on to our main topic today, which happens to be the last thing.
Oh, okay.
The last thing I'm talking about.
Thank you for
the Neon Countdown EDM Festival is coming to Bangkok. Now, party people. Mm-hmm. A lot of people come to Thailand for party. And if you're into neon EDM, this is going to be a great New Year for you. Because have you made your New Year's Eve plans yet?
Never.
Well, this could be one of your plans. Because if you love dance and music, this year, Bangkok will celebrate New Year's Eve with the Neon Countdown, a three-day EDM event. The event is gathering big names in electronic music from around the world. And they just announced their first lineup. They've got world-famous DJs like Afrojack, Alan Walker, Axwell, Dimitri Vegas and Like Mike, Martin Garrix, Vinny Vici. These are now confirmed, and there's a couple more. But I didn't know who they were, so I just decided not to. But actually, everyone I named, I know.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
Yeah. And the three-day Neon Countdown will begin on December 30th and last through the evening on January the 1st. Ringing in the new year along the way, the event will be held at Wonderworld Extreme Park in Bangkok. A variety of three-day passes as well as single-day tickets are available for the event. And yeah, this year marks the triumphant return of the Neon Countdown, because it wasn't here last year because of the pandemic.
Okay.
What did you do last year for New Year's?
I actually don't remember.
Very nice.
What? Okay. Is that just your robotic answer?
Yeah. But yes, they've announced that the show will go on this year, rain or shine. Early bird tickets are 3,500 baht. They've already been sold out. Three-day passes are now 4,200 baht, but will increase to 4,700 baht as tickets start to sell out. And there's also a VIP option for 6,000 baht that includes priority access to the festival and bars. 6,000 baht's all right for a three-day event.
Mm-hmm. Can you do the hand gesture three again? Whoa, you're German or something.
Why?
Because everybody does this. Nobody does this. Only you in German.
This is harder to do.
No. Anyhow, another topic for Unfiltered.
Are you referring to like the Inglourious Bastards movie?
No, that's how Germans count. Like one, two, three. They go this way. They don't go one, two, three.
Which makes sense. Because why would you exclude the thumb? Anyways. Ladies and gentlemen, thumb rights matter. And that's something we'll discuss today in Tiger Unfiltered. So please do join us. We're going to be doing a Tiger Unfiltered at... We can't do it at 1. We can't do it at 2. It'll have to be at 3.
3-ish.
3 p.m.
Ish.
3 p.m. Thai time.
Ish.
3-ish. So please do join us later if you can. For now, we hope you've enjoyed today's episode. And do you want to take some comments?
I thought we were going to do Unfiltered.
We're going to do Unfiltered. All right. We were going
to...
I blame Natty. Tomorrow will be a special GMT. We will be taking comments. So it'll be a live comment section. So members, get typing. Get typing today so we can answer it tomorrow.
Yeah, that doesn't make sense. Get tapping too. Yeah,
this show has gone off the rails now.
Off the rails, but you know what we forgot to say?
What?
We have one last video.
Okay, we're going to leave you today with another video. And this video is about...
It's about flipping.
Flipping?
Yeah, it's about flipping.
All right.
You're going to see.
Leave in the comment section below what you think about our final video, and we'll see you live later today for Tiger Unfiltered, or live again tomorrow morning on GMT. Take care. Bye-bye.
Flip and tap.